Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
Hi, I'm Judy Redlick. You know, this Roe versus Wade decision is quite a challenge to, it seems like, almost everyone in our nation. They're either on one side or another. But why should violence be a part of the challenges everyone faces as this decision is made? I have with me the CEO of Compass Care Pregnancy Services in Buffalo, New York, Pastor Jim Harden. And just recently, their center was burned. Pastor Harden, welcome to Encounter.
Well, Judy, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be with you. You know, we saw the face of abortion that day on June 7th, and it was, quite frankly, maddening and angering. But we're not going to stop. We're going to keep moving forward.
Tell us a story. Tell us what happened and what you're doing now.
Yes. On June 7th, early in the morning, at 2:30 in the morning, I got a call from our regional executive in Buffalo. He said that fire and police have been called to the facility because smoke was emanating from it. And when they arrived, they found that the glass was all broken and fires were lit. And the signature scrawl and graffiti on the side of the building from Jane's Revenge, the pro-abortion terrorist group, read, "Jane was here." The building sustained catastrophic fire and smoke damage. We have to essentially gut the facility and rebuild. The team is moving forward. The morale is high. We had to reroute our patients for that Tuesday morning. That was a hardship for them because they had to go to one of our Rochester offices. Mm-hmm. But we're back up and running the very next day in an alternate location so that the services women desperately need who are facing unplanned pregnancy could continue.
Wow, it shows how God keeps moving in these challenging times, doesn't it, Pastor Jim?
Oh, definitely. The outpouring of generosity by the people of God has been humbling to watch. The people of God would not have this ministry of Compass Care homeless. It's too important. It represents the work of the church serving the weak and vulnerable of society. And that's key to expressing, to living out our faith.
Why do you think your facility was targeted?
Well, there's some speculation around that, but we believe, ahead of this Roe reversal, the abortion industry is going to have to change overnight. They're going to have to change their billion-dollar abortion business overnight. And it's similar to the government telling the Ford Motor Company, hey, you can no longer have dealerships in 30 states tomorrow. Well, that would be catastrophic. And they're interested in maintaining their business model. And Compass Care has a plan that we've been working and developing since 2018 to provide the 21st century tools to 650 pregnancy centers nationwide in all 50 states to serve every woman in the country who's seriously considering abortion. And that's what they're afraid of. We have the ability for the first time since Roe versus Wade was passed in 1973 to compete head on a level playing field with the abortion industry. And I think that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of losing their business.
650 pregnancy centers nationwide. Those that know the importance of life and women who are being rescued out of having an abortion because of these 650 pregnancy centers. And now you've developed a tool that will help these centers. What'll it do?
Well, Compass Care's mission is to erase the need for abortion by transforming a woman's fear into confidence. And we do that by providing ethical medical care and comprehensive community support to give a woman a vision of her future after having had a child so that she can say to herself, I see now how I can do this. When a woman faces an unplanned pregnancy, she says, I'm stuck, I'm trapped, mm-hmm. I've got no other choice. I need to have an abortion. And we give her all the support and security that she desperately deserves in order to say no to abortion. Be truly empowered, be truly free. And one of the things that's happening in America right now is this massive trend to provide chemical abortions online in the mail.
Ooh.
And chemical abortions are extremely dangerous. they represent now 50% of all abortions in America. They're 400% more dangerous than surgical abortions, and they're not even given under the supervision of a physician. This is fraud. Women don't know this. They're being told that it's safer than Tylenol. And we've got to reach these women before they travel to the abortion hub states when Roe was reversed and before they go online to get their chemical abortions. And if they start the chemical abortions, we need to be able to serve them to reverse the effects of that. And that's what we're trying to give the tools into the hands of these pregnancy centers, telemedicine tools to be able to serve these women online before they go to the chemical abortionist.
Wow. And you don't think about chemical abortions being even an option, do you?
No. But, you know, it's been an explosion in the abortion industry. There's been one new online teleabortion business that has started every single week over the last year. It's exploding.
650 pregnancy centers are out there. How are you notifying them that these telehealth tools are available for them?
Well, that's a good question. We're in the process right now of developing the training and the infrastructure, as well as the communications to engage these pregnancy centers and help them understand the need, as well as deliver to them the tools. We're hoping to give them these tools for free. And that's very exciting to us. We already have the global partners in place, and we're ready to deploy the patient service process. And then the next step would be in August to start onboarding pregnancy centers to train them and to learn how to use these tools. These are 21st century tools, and that's the direction the abortion industry is going, and we're going to be there. We hope to serve every single patient, every single woman in America that's considering abortion. It's doable, and we're excited about it. But we're getting a lot of pushback from the legislature and now from governors, like in Governor Hochul in New York, as well as mainstream media.
So if people want to learn more about what you're doing and might like to be a part, might like to donate, might like to help you disseminate some of those tools, how could they reach you?
Yes, they can go to erasingtheneed.com. That's erasingtheneed.com. And they can, that's updated every day. It's a fluid situation all across America, and specifically with Compass Care too. So just check back there. They can learn, they can sign up to pray, to serve, to donate. But I think most importantly, one of the things that we need to do as believers, Judy, is to prepare our hearts and our minds to endure. It's not going to get easier, but God is giving us a great opportunity, we're going to keep moving forward by His grace and for His glory.
So, Pastor Hardin, why do you think that the abortionists are resorting to such violence?
That's a good question. When we were first firebombed on June 7th, and that morning, we held a press conference, and I said that this crime wave that we're in the middle of, that Compass Care is receiving the brunt of, is the pro-abortion Kristallnacht. And I said that because Kristallnacht means broken glass in the night, and it's German. And it comes from that moment, that watershed moment, where violence against the Jewish community tipped, where the brown shirts decided to target Jewish businesses, break the glass of their businesses, and light fires in the middle of the night in those businesses. And it caused the violence to tip over into the Jewish community in such a way that it was devastating. And there's two reasons why. Number one, there's a lack of public outcry. And number two, there's a refusal on the part of the political elite to criminalize it and to denounce the violence. And that's what we're seeing here now. And I think that their violence is being emboldened by the lack of denouncement causing these people to say, hey, look, these political elite need to say this is criminal. We need to equally protect all people. That's the job of government, to equally protect all people from the womb to the tomb. That's the basis. That can be the only basis for blind justice. And I think these pro-abortion terrorists are being emboldened. They're afraid of the existential threat of losing their business model. They're all related. The politicians like Governor Hochul. This is really interesting. Governor Hochul in New York, just six days after we were firebombed, signed legislation, not investigating the arsonists, but investigating pro-life pregnancy centers. That's adding insult to injury, if ever there was something. That's insult to injury. And I beyond that, while she was at the press conference signing this bill, she proceeded to refer to pro-life people as subhuman. She called us Neanderthals. So not only are we being attacked by pro-abortion terrorists, we're being attacked now by politicians. And, you know, the mainstream media is refusing to even cover it.
It seems like everything that's good is now termed, quote, wrong, and everything that is wrong is being termed, quote, good. How do we break that trend, and what do we do as Christians to help that?
Well, that's a really good question, Judy. I think that we have to continue to behave as Christ. And what that means is we have to keep doing the right thing in the face of tremendous adversity. You know, Jesus basically, there's a lawyer. A lawyer came to Jesus and he said, what's the greatest commandment? What do I need to do to go to heaven? And Jesus basically said, well, you're the lawyer, tell me. And he said, well, you got to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and you got to love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said, that's right, now go and do that. And then the lawyer said, yeah, but who's my neighbor? Ah, that's, and it's eerily similar to what the Supreme Court asked in 1973 during the Roe versus Wade deliberation. They asked, what about a preborn child? Is a preborn child a person under the law to be protected? And they said, the word person does not apply to the unborn, and thereby began and birthed the greatest injustice the world has ever seen called abortion. And we, as believers, Jesus said, look, you've got to go. And wherever you find the weak and the vulnerable, the person beaten and left for dead on the dangerous Jericho road of life, you've got to stop, and you've got to be radically responsible for those people and give them their lives back. That's why Jesus died for us. That's why he gave us power in the throne room of God, not to spend on our own pleasures, but to go and do likewise, like Jesus did, to spend our power, our newfound wealth and resources in Christ, to give other people their lives back, the weak, the weakest and vulnerable of society. And there is no one more weak and vulnerable than someone who is dehumanized in law and for a woman who thinks that her only choice is abortion. That's where Christians need to be. That's where Christians always are, right in the front lines of dehumanization. And that's and I think we need to just keep walking. We need to keep speaking and acting out the truth.
Speaking and acting out the truth, just like Jesus taught us to do and teaches us in his word. Thanks, Jim, for being my guest. Jim Harden, CEO of Compass Care Pregnancy Services in Buffalo, New York.
It's been my honor.
I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. See you next week.
Hello? Yes, this is her daughter. Hospital? She fell down the stairs? Yes, I'll be right there. Thank you for letting me know so quickly.
Electronic Caregivers Medical Alert System includes a smart wristband that provides loved ones with telehealth, medication reminders, and personalized messages in their own homes. If an emergency occurs, they can call for help by pushing the button on their wristband. More information from Cheryl Wilson at 314-312-0034.